Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. With each day, we are preparing to renew our consecration to Mary on December 8th, simply by this rosary meditation. So thank you for joining us. Beauty is where we allow ourselves to be surprised by things being right, by things being good and orderly and true. But to continue being surprised at the goodness of something, well, that takes work. It takes discipline. It's a paradox of human existence that you have to know a lot about something to be surprised and fascinated by it, to really appreciate it. That's why someone who knows only the rules of football, but doesn't really know anything else about it, will find it boring. In fact, they might think every game looks the same. But somebody who's been playing and watching football all their lives will often say, "Oh my gosh, that was incredible. I never saw a play like that before. That was beautiful." In other words, you have to really invest. You have to keep learning about something if you want to be able to continually appreciate its deepest levels of beauty. That's true of your spouse. It's true of your kids. It's true of your faith. It's true of everything. But if you're lazy, you'll get bored by things working the way they're supposed to. And that's when we get the temptation to delight in disorder and perversion. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We were made for the thrill of surprise, but God wants that thrill to be a response to goodness and truth. Nonetheless, there's no denying that it's easier to get that thrill not from things going right, but from things going wrong. An easy way to escape from boredom into surprise. Much easier than working to perceive ever deeper levels of order, is to just go against the nature of things. A man who eats meat and vegetables isn't doing anything surprising, but a man who eats books is doing something surprising. A woman who passes you on the street and smiles politely isn't likely to surprise you, but she'll surprise you all right if she suddenly punches you. Now, these examples may seem bizarre, and they are, but it's a fact that fallen humanity has a strong attraction to the bizarre. Think of how many people watch horror movies. Think of how many people used to pay money to see circus freaks, that is, to entertain themselves by looking at people who suffered from particularly gruesome handicaps. The point is, there has always been, and still is, a strong impulse in us to use our free time, our leisure, to enjoy what is really messed up. And that's an impulse that will destroy our souls if we let it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We shouldn't enjoy the things that are really messed up. We aren't monsters. We were made for surprise. We were made for our lives to be exciting, for sure. But when we isolate that impulse and then gratify it on its own, the result is pure perversion. So why do you get your stimulation from seeing things go wrong? Do you indulge in disturbing, gross literature or movies or TV shows? Murder shows, crime shows, where you root for the utterly depraved criminals? Or shows that alternate between sexual sin and violence? Do you watch documentaries or reality shows that are mostly about people being immoral, dysfunctional, broken, unhappy? Do you spend hours watching or reading news focused on how the world order or the global economy, or even the church itself is falling apart. These things are not good. It's not what God wants for us. It's not going to lead to happiness. And it doesn't prepare you for union with God in heaven. And it doesn't even make you equipped to deal with the ups and downs of every day. So the only solution is, you got to cut it out. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's a downward spiral of perversion. Taking delight in perversion is a horrible trap. It's a downward spiral of needing more and more perverse things to get you interested. This is particularly the case with pornography, where you start out just wanting a cheap thrill, but before you know it, the content has to get weirder and weirder, more and more disordered, for you to get excited. The same goes for finding entertainment in perversion. It's subject to the law of diminishing returns. You get used to what's shocking, that to experience any surprise, you continually have to find something even more shocking. The logical outcome is that you get to a place where the only thing you are looking forward to is a perversion, or horror more horrible than the one before. And that's nothing other than the beginning of hell on earth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So if you're praying this meditation with us, and you're realizing, whoa, I have a lot of disordered entertainment in my life, well, then you need to see that this is preparing you not for heaven, but for hell. But there's still time to pull back, still time to turn around and start the long, difficult road of self-denial. Walking that road isn't any fun, and it feels like it goes on forever. But at the end of it, you'll be back to innocence. And after that, you'll get the feeling you thought you'd never have again. Real delight in what is beautiful. So the first step is to identify, where do I indulge in disordered pleasure? And then you have to cut it out. Because not only is disordered pleasure addictive and progressively destructive, but it also takes away our capacity to enjoy ordered pleasure. A man can't see the beauty of his wife when he's been filling his mind with bizarre sexual imagery. And a woman can't see the beauty of her kids when she fills her mind with entertainment full of gossip and dysfunctional family relationships. And you can't see the beauty of the world or the beauty of Christ's kingdom when you spend your time reading about corruption in the government or in the church. Ever thought about that? Every time you're listening to a blogger, podcaster, YouTuber who drones on and on about the corruption in the church, you become less capable of seeing the beauty in Christ's bride. So you may think that if you cut out your disordered entertainment, there will be nothing left to do. But that's not true. Cut out the disorder, and slowly, slowly, your eyes will open again to the beauty that's been around you the whole time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, that was kind of an indictment on how we use our free time.
It very much is. I think this is probably one of the most important meditations for people my age.
Oh, I think it's for everyone.
Oh, it's for everyone. But if you knew to the degree that my generation has hit, it's...
What do you mean? Because I don't know.
It's truly unfathomable what has grown so prevalent in media. It's insane. I was thinking recently, two things. A, on the subject of murder. On the subject of murder. I was looking at our stats, just our own metrics for the podcast. And I was looking at the top podcasts on Spotify. And over 50% are true crime podcasts. Which it's something that I would love to discuss with someone else because I want to know the mentality behind it. But it seems really irreverent to me to be so entertained by actual death. I understand actually the importance to some degree of horror as a genre doesn't have to innately be bad, because the reason I think we're so enamored with fear can often be that it puts on a pedestal the fight for life. It's the dichotomy. And you want to fear a good villain because you want to root for a good hero. But that is not at all what the case seems to be with true crime.
Explain to me, what do you think the real case is with
true crime?
That's the
thing, I don't know. I've talked to people, one we know personally.
About murder shows and crime shows?
One lover of true crime we talked to said she really liked knowing that she wasn't the one getting murdered.
I don't think we should go into the psychology of murder shows. However, I do think it's because
I'm really curious because I have no guesses. There are a handful of things that genuinely, I'm not saying this as hyperbole, I don't understand in any degree, and it's murder shows and the Saw films. I don't understand them, but I know good people who like them, so I find it really interesting.
At some level, there is a deep fear that this is going to happen to you. And that somehow by listening to it, watching it, engaging it, you think that you can keep it at a distance.
It's like
protect yourself from it.
I mean, imagine a kid who's afraid of, you know, a monster in a closet, so they throw open the doors of the closet and they want to look at it. You think, if I look at it, if I catch it first, it won't catch me.
See, that's it. That's precise. If I catch it first, it won't catch me. Now, we're going to take this to another level.
Oh.
So there's a, there, we are wired to look for danger. We find danger in different things. And we think that if we can stay on top of it, then we can protect ourselves. It's similar to people watch the news because they think if they can know what's going on, stay on top of it, be well informed, then they can protect themselves from what's coming. No one can see what's coming. Only God.
Not to mention, as much as we think that it holds some amount of truth or reflects how we would actually behave in those situations, it doesn't. It really doesn't. As someone who's had experiences where it's like, oh, now I know my life is threatened and we have to act now, I acted in an entirely different way, or it was completely disconnected from any of those.
When was your life threatened?
We're not getting into that. That is not for now. I mean, you remember this, like, the moment I'm thinking of, the situation in which it's like, you're stuck at home, someone might be attempting to break in.
Yeah, but I actually think it was the other way around. The other person was actually in danger.
I fully agree. I agree, but what I learned in that moment was me and the person I was with were very, very capable of handling that situation. In fact, despite like the morbid nature of it, we almost like high-fived afterwards and we were like, you did great. You did awesome back there.
Now everyone's going to know what happened and we cannot divulge it.
We can't. We will not. That's
however,
life is fun with surprise and mystery. That moment was actually very interesting to me on so many levels because I think, A, I don't think preparation helps. And in fact, I think, the more you know, if anything, you'll take in information that doesn't apply to the situation, which I think a lot of people do, especially in that kind of situation.
I think there's something about we are wired to look for danger. So we think that if we can know enough, we can then control things. And we can protect ourselves, which is a deep-seated pride. We can't control all things. We cannot see what's coming in the world. This is where we are called, invited to live in the present moment and entrust ourselves totally to God's providence because He sees everything. He guides everything. He can protect us. He's the only one. So whether it's murder shows, crime shows, an addiction to the news, an addiction to all the, as I said, the podcasters and bloggers and YouTubers about the church falling apart or the world falling apart. It's all an effort.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's all an effort, a vain effort, to control it and protect yourself when it's impossible.
Yeah.
Only God can see everything. Only God can take care of you in every situation. Only God can work all things in your life for good. So quit feeding yourself with the junk. Live in the present moment. Delight in the beauty around you and let God take care of you.
I do want to still take it one step further, though, because we've tried to glimpse the mystery of why people like murder shows, and that maybe we'll have to interview someone because I don't think we have truly scour the depths of it. I'd like to hear a firsthand account of that. But
that could be a spinoff of our Rosary podcast, People Who Like Murder Shows.
People Who Like Murder Shows. I feel like that would actually get super popular. That fits the algorithm.
A psychology of murder shows.
As, instead of, you know, like breakdowns of actual murderers, just people who are obsessed with murderers. But taking it back to my generation and what I think our biggest issue is, this fascination with the truly disturbed. I was very struck, and this was the example I was going to give earlier, by an interview with an actor for a really popular TV show recently. And if I mention the name, everyone who is in the know about any media will immediately be like, yeah, that's probably one of the most violent, hypersexual, just everything that could be wrong with it kind of shows out there. It's called The Boys.
Oh.
It's a superhero show. And I saw an actor from that doing an interview, and maybe it was just even a headline, saying he was asked to do something. He was like, as a father with young children, I could never do this. I'm disgusted. And his co-stars were like, we're so proud of that. Welcome to The Boys. Like, I'm so happy that you as a father cannot morally stand to be doing this and participating in what we're doing. We're so proud that we've come this far. Congrats, everybody.
Wow.
We're just that kind of show.
So their goal was the height of perversion.
Yes, absolutely. And everyone across the board, I kid you not, I saw no one upset by that. Wow. Everyone was like, this is fantastic. We've done it.
But people will argue vehemently that that's art and that's beauty.
But here's what I've learned, because this is such a hard line for me as someone who really, like, I love movies. I love them so much. Is that often you'll see really good cinematography, and the same people who are that capable of, you know, masterfully executing a vision are also the ones going to those extreme lengths to be incredibly violent. Just beyond imagining. I'm not weak when it comes to violence, but there's a different kind of violence there. And what I have realized, though, as someone who has seen too much of the violence as well, is that it's often, as much as it's well hidden, it's also hiding faults, because that is the only thing they have to move you. It's a great infestation of art culture in general, but shock has become very dominant, and that's always been the case. I mean, there's always going to be some artist who, instead of actually painting a piece, is going to do something really bizarre at an art show, and that will count as art, and he'll claim to be the highest of high art critics just to make such a bold statement as to, I don't know, who was that one guy who just, like, installed, like, a toilet at a art exhibit, and he was like, this is art. And that's obviously a very tame example, but if you're in the know about the art world, you'll know people go really, really far to shock people with things that just shouldn't be viewed by people, shouldn't be made by people, because there's a true, like, there's something about art, the way it can move us, that's so powerful. And if people fail to do that, and they can't do it, and they can't grasp it, and they know that, the cowards reach for the lowest option that will give them the highest result, and that is shock and disturbance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they just want to be known, and they want to make a splash, and they want people to talk about them. And it's very sad, because at the end of the day, behind it is, it's still not artistic.
This is precisely the point, that the more we indulge in perversion and disorder, it's a drug that we have to have more and more of, and it has to get worse and worse. And it makes us incapable of delighting in true beauty, which makes us incapable of delighting in God, so that we're bored with the things that point to God, and we become bored with God to the point where we have an aversion to God, which means people always say, well, everyone will have their chance at death to choose God. But if we've cultivated an aversion to true beauty, and only pick perversion, when we see the all-beautiful one, we will reject him. That's why I had that dramatic line in the meditation that was shocking, that if you're into disordered entertainment, you have to see that this is preparing you not for heaven, but hell.
And I think it's so easy to sense that even now, because the more extreme your taste gets, the more numb you are to life. I think this was very true. Everyone watched the documentary about the free climber, Free Solo. What was it? But he was so addicted to adrenaline that almost everything in life leaves him completely numb now. Because everything always had to have the risk of life or death.
Yeah.
And it didn't make him more alive. We pursue it so desperately, thinking that the next high will make us more alive, but it just leaves us so dead inside. And it's so true with all of those shows. Because I've watched so much of that TV, and it's just, by the end of it, I do have that feeling where I'm like, I can't, this leads me nowhere. And then once it's finished, I'm just kind of sluggish and empty. When I'm reading something or really enjoying something, what I love about it is that it inspires me to continue after. If I finish watching something and immediately I want to go write, I want to go draw, I want to go experience more beauty, I want to go create more beauty, and I want to engage in the world more.
Yes.
And it fuels you. If art's not fueling you, what is it for?
Yeah. This is why this topic for our meditations, I think, is the most important, because we're feeding our soul with things that are killing us.
Yeah.
And it's seriously putting us in danger of hell. Pretty strong statement.
Yeah. But again, I think even for someone who has no faith, you can feel that reality.
Yeah. You just described it. These disordered shows take the life out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And the real beauty makes you fully alive. So you see, one's a preparation for heaven, the other's a preparation for hell. Well, on that note,
this was a beautiful conversation.
We're going to do a show on people who like murder shows.
But all in all, this still leaves me with the general feeling that I'm still very motivated to pursue beauty instead. Because the more I think about what I have been taking in more recently, the more I realize it has been fueling me, and it has me in touch with that passion for life.
Yeah. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.